In the book of Proverbs, there are two verses that follow each other that almost seem to create a bit of a paradox. Here, Proverbs 26, verse 4. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. Then verse 5. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. So you gotta wonder, which one is it? When you're engaged with someone who isn't making sense, do you reply to his foolishness or don't you? You know, almost every day I get letters and emails from people who practically insist that I render an opinion on some obscure point of theology. And some of them get angry when I don't take the time to write back. Of course, when you get hundreds of requests like that on a given day, there's just no conceivable way you can even acknowledge all of them, let alone write a reply. But with some of the more, well, ridiculous messages I get, I have to hold them up against these two verses and make a decision. Sometimes when you allow yourself to get tangled up in a senseless debate, you end up sounding just as foolish as everybody else because the subject matter simply is not worth discussing. Some of the less important philosophical questions people worry about will never be solved by human minds, and we always come off sounding like idiots when we try. Good example is the rather obscure debate over whether or not shaving is a matter of salvation for a man. There's just no way to get involved in that discussion without sounding silly. On the other hand, there are times when people are creating enough trouble in their churches. They're being disruptive enough and destructive enough that they're ruining other people's spirituality with their senseless debates. On those occasions, if you can silence them with a simple, "Thus says the Lord," in a clear-cut directive from the Bible and quickly move on, you might just save that person from thinking that their foolishness is actually important. There's a fine balance we have to draw, but it's always important to remember one simple principle. The more attention you give to foolishness, the more important it starts to look in some people's minds. By repeating silly arguments, you actually give them more airtime, more credibility than they deserve. The best thing you can do, according to this passage, is to allow foolishness to just keep looking foolish. If you read it carefully, you'll see that's what the Bible is really asking us to do. Just keep foolishness in its place. The key is to keep yourself from sounding like a fool, while at the same time you keep the foolishness sounding foolish. The last thing you want is for disruptive forces to delight in just how easy it is to derail the church from carrying out the soul-saving mission Jesus gave us. And with your eyes firmly focused on Christ, and with your heart and mind anchored firmly in the Scriptures, you'll find it's a relatively easy balance to maintain. And wisely applied, it gives the whole church a much better way to live.